I got a call that you wanted to talk about flu vaccinations. And I got to tell you, my first reaction was, oy, not again. We talk about flu vaccinations all the time. What is it now?
Well, we want to talk about flu vaccination until we get the population vaccinated. And this is a particularly good time. It's particularly important now. Flu moves usually from south to north and from west to east. We know it's present in the south, and when people travel for the holiday, they will bring it here with them. So now is still a great time for people to get vaccinated before the carriers bring it here from those nasty other places.
Right. So all those relatives coming from the nasty south and the nasty west bringing their flu germs.
Or kids coming back from college for college break.
Have we changed anything about the way we deliver flu vaccine or market its availability based on experiences from last year?
Not substantially. You know, we just keep doing what we do and what we've always done and keep doing it better. We have a couple of hundred flu vaccination clinics around the state. We have lots of pharmacies, lots of physician offices. We have more places to get vaccinated sometimes than I think we have place to buy toothpaste. And that's a good thing because we will get to something called herd immunity. We won't get to herd immunity until we get somewhere between 80 and 95% of the population vaccinated. Last year, we improved a lot, but we only got to 50%. So there are still, last year, even after the bad flu year and all the scare, there were 500,000 Rhode Islanders who didn't get vaccinated. And our job is to shrink that number.
Right. And herd immunity, of course, being the majority of the population getting immunized to protect those who cannot be immunized, right?
Cannot, or just when the majority of the population gets immunized, the disease can't spread. Imagine being in a room of 10 people, 9 of whom are immunized. If you are the one person who gets sick, you get sick and nobody else does because everyone else is immune. That's where we want to get.
Right.
You know, there will be occasional people whose immunity wanes or who perhaps didn't get immunized, and they'll get sick. But if everyone else is immunized, it doesn't matter. It won't transmit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Rhode Island, with 500,000 Rhode Islanders unimmunized, disease can spread as it did last year. We had close to 1,000 people hospitalized last year because of influenza. And, you know, the real tricky point is the point about the susceptibility of children less than 6 months of age and elders over 65. Children less than 6 months of age can't get the vaccine. And so they are also the people who are most adversely affected by influenza. So if their parents and their mothers and their friends and their grandparents are all immunized, there's no one who's going to expose them.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they are going to be at risk for getting the disease.
Mm-hmm.
People over 65 are a somewhat different story. They can get the vaccine, but the vaccine doesn't work very well for them. So even if you're vaccinated, even if you're 75 and get vaccinated, there's probably, you probably only get 30% protection. You know, 3 people in 10 will be protected, which is better than nothing.
Right.
So the people who are going to protect you are your friends and colleagues and family who are younger and might transmit the vaccine to you, who get vaccinated.
Can you rank this for me in terms of the public health problems that you're dealing with this year?
It's way up in the spectrum, if you think about it. We lose about 180 to 250 people a year from the scourge that we're worried about most, which is injected and prescription drug overdose death.
Right.
In most years, we estimate we lose between 50 and 200 Rhode Islanders to influenza.
So comparable numbers.
So comparable numbers. You know, because it's common, people kind of take it for granted. Mm. But it turns out to be a major killer of Rhode Islanders.
Mm.
And that's why, you know, you keep hearing from us about it again and again, because it's a preventable disease.
Have we gotten a bit lax? And when I say we, I mean perhaps doctors, perhaps adults who have the power to make decisions about their own health care. Have we gotten a little lax in terms of offering immunizations and keeping up with them? I mean, we're seeing the measles make a comeback in this country. We've seen outbreaks of pertussis, whooping cough, and that's all down to people not being vaccinated.
Well, pertussis is a little different, and I'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
I think some parts of the country have gotten a little lax, but not Rhode Island. We continue to be in the first, second, or third best immunized states in the country. That doesn't mean we don't have great room to move on flu, but on everything else, we're basically better than everybody else. So we have developed an excellent vaccination culture, and we have a great purchasing process. Part of the reason we do this is that the state buys vaccine for essentially everybody who needs to be vaccinated, and we supply it to primary care physicians and to hospitals, to anybody who's going to do the vaccinating. That makes the whole process a whole lot easier. So we've been able to master the supply of it, and you know, our partners in the primary care community have been great at immunizing people. Even this year, as much as I want to get a million people vaccinated, and you know, I certainly would like to get 600,000 or 700,000. I don't think we're going to get there, but we are year to date running about 14% ahead of what we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can stay that and keep that 14% ahead level by the end of the year, then we will have gotten to our 600,000 number, which will be a 10% improvement over what we did last year.
Is it just, do you think there are misunderstandings out there about whether or not you need the vaccine or whether or not it works? Or is it just a matter of not laziness, but just, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. People aren't thinking about it.
I think people have different perceptions of their own need and their own risk. You know, most people will get influenza 1 year in 10 to 1 year in 20. So most of us actually forget the last time we had it,
right,
and forget how sick we actually were. You know, the I can't pick up my head, I have a fever of 103, 104. It hurts to comb my hair, which I know this is radio. It's pretty impressive because I don't have any hair.
If it hurts to comb your hair, it's bad.
You know it. But that happens to pretty much everybody who gets it. So people forget. I think there's some confusion about whether you really need it every year. And I can make that very simple. Yes, you really need it every year. You know, we can stand the flu. The problem isn't me getting the flu or you getting the flu. The problem is the people who you might transmit it to who can't stand up to it, and in fact who may get sick, require hospitalization, and may die.
Dr. Fine with the Department of Health, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you for taking the time and letting us do this.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.